You are now listening to the Fantasy Standard Podcast on Talk Down TV with P and Ryan.
All right, so welcome to the Fantasy Standard Podcast on Talk Down TV.
What up?
What's up? This is actually P with my special co-host, not co-host, he's a host. my brother with Ryan, at Ryan Rodriguez, by the way.
Follow me.
We decided, let's introduce ourselves to people, because we always have conversations about fantasy, and we feel like we've accrued a good amount of knowledge through our fantasy careers, our management careers, right?
Yeah.
So we decided, since we consider ourselves good managers, why not share our list and introduce ourselves at the same time to why we feel you would enjoy our content going forward, right?
Yeah, we just practice what we preach. And I think just self-evaluating success leads to more success. So I think that's what we're here for. We're not claiming to be any type of experts. We're just living by example and showing you week by week what we mess up on, what we want to get right, and it, just a way where we can help. So
yeah, and the common guys account, basically, like, we're good. I don't do this professionally, right? There's people that do this professionally, but with given the time that I have for the rest of my life, for what I do have and the information that I have available to me and the way I play the fantasy game, I feel like I'm on a different level than people that play it. We're not alike.
Facts.
But anyway, we decided to come up with a list. This is actually version two of this episode. Our first episode helped us come up with this list on the fly, which was really dope. But we came up with a list. There's no number on it per se, right? I think we have 10, but I don't think you can really put a number on it.
There's no order.
No.
All 10 of these, or even more, to be a successful fantasy football manager or any type of other sport manager.
Yeah. So if you want to hit us up with some feedback, hit us up in the comment section, hit us up in the emails. Let's talk about it. Let's chat. Let's talk about if you agree with this list, if you feel like we should take some out, if we left some out, or we should have added some, whatever. Let's talk about it. So the first one, let's get right into it. Number one, if we had a countdown thing, a drop, this is where it would start, is consistency. And Ryan, talk about consistency. Why is that the first one that you thought of?
So for me, there's multiple facets of that, right? There's consistency where if you consider yourself a good or a great fantasy football manager, then you're consistently proving that year in and year out. If you do redraft or whatever type of league you're in, you're consistently in that playoff hunt. You're consistently battling for that championship. If you're not there yet, then hopefully you're working to get better to be that. And within these tips, we're going to be sharing what we think is important to become that. And then within the fantasy season, I think consistency week in and week out, just making sure you're doing the little stuff and being really holding yourself accountable, because this is really difficult. It's simple, but it's difficult at the same time. So just consistently just looking up info, learning more, not too much where you're overindulging in it, but just you got to be in the know.
Sorry, I'm always the person that putting it on mute, man. I agree. I think consistency is important because it's also a testament to someone's, like, how vested they are in what they're doing, right? Like, if you know a manager is always doing his research or is always really nice, and you know that the person has information, like everything, all of the other stuff that we're going to talk about, and you know that every year they're putting themselves in a position to be in a championship, whether they win or lose. You know, that's hard to do in itself, being in the playoffs in fantasy. I think people kind of overlook that because of the championships, right?
Yeah, you don't consistently get lucky every year.
Oh, no, exactly.
You can get one lucky year, but you can't do that over a span of a certain amount of years and consider yourself lucky. There's a little, and we'll touch on it later. There's a little bit of luck involved, but there's no luck.
No, I mean, and I think that I'm glad we had the little mock episode that we have, because we talked about luck versus skill within that, right? There are some people that are consistently skilled, right? Consistently good, consistently great managers. And there's some people that are, you can tell these managers aren't really putting in the same work and they're consistently lucky, right? That happens too. And then you have the luck that's not good, right? You can be the manager that gets three straight years of 12th pick. You know, some managers wouldn't really handle that well.
Or guys getting injured consistently. Like, yeah. It's tough, man. It's very tough.
But. It's tough. But I think that good people, they always – there's people that will tell you, oh, man, you're lucky. But they know deep down. They know deep down that you're – it's all skill. It's mostly skill. Because there's things that you can do to help put yourself in positions. And we'll talk about it. That's why I love that we talked about consistency, because unless you have this, none of the rest of this really matters, right?
Next.
You ready to go to the next one?
Jump into the next one.
All right. So contingencies is the next one. The next one is as a manager, are you putting yourselves in position to where you're never surprised, right? How many times have you had an injury with your star number one pick? And ACL tear first week of training camp. Or no, sorry. Well, depending on when you draft, right? We draft after training camp.
But so, even then, like gets hurt in practice or whatever before the season starts and you're like, oh damn, now my best player is lost. Now I'm gonna just fold and give up. But with the contingency, like you said, it's just having a plan for your plan. Like backup plans on top of backup plans, being safe rather than sorry, not waiting till the last minute to have to make a move. And look, you can't always be prepared for everything, but you can be prepared enough so you don't have to. There's this quote that I love, man, and it's if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready, right? So
yeah, that's perfect.
To put it real simple, that's how I try to live in general, but I definitely apply that in fantasy football as well.
Mm-hmm. All right. I think every good manager that I've ever played with, and I think in our league, we can argue that there's a lot of great managers. We play in this league called Lights Out. And during this podcast, you listening, you'll hear a lot about this league because we feel like there's a lot of skilled managers. And I learned a lot about fantasy football because of this league. We have a lot of good managers that no matter what happens, they're never surprised or they're never caught off guard. I think that's better.
Yeah.
Right.
They're seasoned vets. They've been playing for a while.
And then you see reactions for some people that are surprised, like, yo, this person had an MCL tear. That was my number two pick. Meanwhile, their bench has no handcuff, no other running backs that are relevant at all. So basically you see how it's not really luck. It's you need to be a good manager. You need to be attentive and you need to have backup plans. Backup plans, like Ryan said.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. The next one, we spoke of it when we did it initially. We spoke of it towards the end, but I slotted this one a little bit earlier. Don't take things personal.
Facts.
I think that what makes a good manager is someone that could stay even keeled. And even if they're, you know, joking around, people are, you know, that's going to happen, right? Brag. People are going to celebrate. There's some people that can't take losing, and that's a testament to their competitive spirit, right? But can you keep it cool when somebody's like, when you just got eliminated from the playoffs, right, and you're missing out on whatever it is that you put in?
And I agree. Look, I've always said, and look, I'm dropping gems this episode, guys, so y'all better get your pen and pad out. If you're driving, pull over real quick. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure you screen record this and put it in your little folder. But look, honestly, I think that within having respect for other people and stuff, it's hard. It really is hard to lose and still be respectful. It really is. We always grow up and it's like, oh, be a good sport. Look, if you're competitive, it's very hard to be a good sport. It is very hard. It takes pride. It takes understanding how to lose. When you understand how to lose, winning is normal, right? So for me personally, I can speak from experiences of within this, right? And within this league that we play in now, where I lost three straight championship games, and it was tough, man. Losing one is tough for anybody.
I remember those.
But losing three in a row is heartbreaking. Yeah. And coming back another year and making it to the playoffs again and then losing, not making it to the championships. After that year, it was, for me, a lot of people think that I gave up and it was like I couldn't compete anymore, but I just had nothing left to give. Yeah. Sometimes you just have to like stop something so you can learn to like it again. And I wasn't liking it anymore, because for me, I was always chasing championships because that's what I expected. I kind of felt like how the Bills felt. We joke about it, how the Bills
felt. Yeah, man. I know.
Yeah, and like if Jordan would have lost three straight, if he would have went to them, like, but I mean, he won, so he can't use that example. But those things are very hard to deal with, and it makes you a stronger person. Going like you're dealing with that adversity, so always having respect for other people and understanding that. Look, man, this is a game. It's supposed to be fun, but sometimes it can get to a point where it's too stressful and it's just taking too much time.
Yeah, you're in this with friends. You're in this with people that are adults and people that have families, and this is a way to release some tension or some stress. So the competitive spirit and like winning the game, you putting in the right player, you picking up the right waiver person, and sometimes that's your only win all week, you know what I mean? So sometimes it's better to think of yourself like, what if it would have been me, right? Maybe I would have bragged a bit. So if you're the type of person that likes bragging and likes talking shit, then you gotta reap what
expect it back.
Mm-hmm. But if you're the type of person that doesn't like that competitive shit, normally in your league, they'll already know that. And after a while, they'll know who not to like play around with.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's always a respectful way to do it. You don't have to like, you know, be angry at the world, because it really brings bad energy. So remember, don't take things personal. That's very important.
With any manager in your league or any player, man. Like,
not everything is
karma. And yo, the more you believe, good things will happen. Yeah. You're always being negative towards your managers and towards these players that we have on our fantasy teams. It's never going to lead to anything good.
Not everything is a collusion. And if it is, if you always suspect it, then you're in the wrong league.
Yeah, get out of that.
Yeah, immediately. The next one, let's go on to the next one. So from not taking things personal, the next one is resource gathering.
Mm.
What sources are you picking from week to week to keep yourself informed on not only your players, but, you know, what they're doing, their managers? Do you have a beat writer that you're following because you're not sure if your receiver is going to be downgraded? Are you looking at the injury reports? Do you even know what day those come out? You know what I mean? Because I think that's pretty good information to know. Yeah. Are you setting yourself up with the right notifications with the right apps?
Look, and even to touch on that, even if you have the perfect resources, how you take in those resources, how you indulge in that information, how you act on that information, that goes hand in hand with what information you have.
Yeah.
There's some people who will take the information and are instantly making moves off of that. Digest it, make your own opinions, right? At the end of the day, these people, yeah, they have more access to this information, but who says they know more than you?
Right? No. I mean, that's where also skill comes in, because aside from all of like getting information, part of it is your gut, right? So you can give two people that have different ideologies, or maybe one person that actually grew up watching football and maybe played football, and then you can get one person that just got into the football because they're good with the numbers, right? And they'll interpret a game differently.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's basically the same with data. We can all have the same data available to us on the internet, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But does it necessarily mean that we're going to interpret that information the same? So we could. That's why I don't mind doing this podcast. That's why I don't mind sharing. I'm not going to give you everything, right? You might have to pay for some of this stuff. But me and Ryan we're borderline nerds when we're vested into something. So, you know, like Talk Down TV, that's not an accident.
Yeah.
You know, so are you good at gathering sources, gathering information? Are you well-prepared, well-equipped? And if you're not, then are you asking the people that you're – ask the people around you.
Yeah.
If you're stuck and you don't know and you're stuck with the same kind of concept and it's not working, yeah, resource gathering in terms of people.
Facts.
Yeah. Let's move on. The next one is, are you proactive? And this is a perfect little segue, right? From
that to
this one. So are you adaptable? proactive, sorry. Are you proactive? Are you making moves, anticipating other moves? Right?
That kind of goes into with the plans, having a plan.
Yeah.
Having strategies, your own strategies, or if you're following other people's strategies, like just being set up to succeed and not hoping to succeed, right? I think there's a big difference. And then from there, honestly, just applying things you learn on the fly and things you've learned depending on how long you've been playing fantasy football. There's some guys who've been playing for over 20 plus years, some guys who just started this year. Like, it doesn't mean that they're better than you. It just means that they have way more experience. They've dealt with all this stuff way more. So they're ready for it.
Yeah. And look, I'm going to be honest. People are going to think being proactive means making 1,000 moves on a waiver wire.
No. Sometimes more is less.
Yes. We played in our league last year with the champion, actually. He had a really good draft. His bench was stacked with people that he would need to replace some of his starters, and they were not just serviceable people. They ended up being really good players. And he set himself up to where he didn't have to make – I think did he make 10 moves?
I know it was so low when I saw it on the thing, but it was like
– it was single digits for a long time.
10 to 20, yeah.
Yeah, but
– That's impressive. That's very impressive.
In this day and age where I could tell you I made 64 moves.
Yeah, I'm above 50. I'm learning to not make so many and just trying to be a little bit more patient, but for sure.
Yeah, but going back to my point, like being proactive doesn't correlate with making 1,000 waiver transactions. Yeah. It's maybe making less because you've prepared for it, right?
Making less because you prepared for more.
Yeah, so a sleeper isn't really a sleeper because you're going to back yourself up with a plan if your starting running back goes out. And you don't have to handcuff your own running back. You can handcuff somebody else's running back. You know, that's a handcuff under your notch. You lose a star, you get another one. But, you know, the next one, these kind of like tie into each other. We did a good job with this.
Pat ourselves on the back.
Yeah, yeah. The next one is be adaptable, right? What does that mean to you? Because there's a few different ways that you can adapt as a good fantasy football
manager. For me, when you tell me that, I'm thinking, okay, how can I adjust on the fly week by week? So for me, fantasy football, especially season long, is a week to week game. So I'm looking to adapt and adjust every single week. Just because I did something the week before doesn't mean I'm necessarily going to do the same thing this week because it worked, right? Some people fall into that and they just stick with what's hot, and that's cool. The way I run stuff, I'm going with my gut and I'm trusting these numbers. And sometimes these numbers change every single week. So you can't be stuck on the same, expecting the same every single week. It's not realistic. So being able to adapt.
Yeah, I think year to year, are you predictable? Like, can people predict who you're going to draft, right? Can you people predict that you're going to be stingy on trades? Can people predict that you're going to be the type of person to always veto trades? You know, all of that. Like, are you adaptable during the season when you have your three injuries that you can't control? That's part of the luck factor, the bad luck, right? Yeah. you have three straight picks that go out, and they were early round picks, these people that you were relying on. Yeah, but what does your bench look like, right? Yeah. Or are you willing to make trades? Or if you drafted your first round pick and it's 4 weeks in and you're still waiting for your first round pick to hit the scene, you don't have the luxury to wait.
Yeah. Like, or even if you are having that first round pick pop off, but your rest of your team is trash, maybe making a move. Hey, look, I got to sacrifice this top player to get two or three more great pieces to build this team together. So I'm not just relying on one. It's too much invested in that one piece. It doesn't really work out like that. You need to have a balance.
Fantasy football is very big on adapt or die.
Yeah.
Yeah. Year to year, And that goes with everything. Be willing to adapt. Like, zero RB strategy is the new fad for whatever year, and research it, right? Adapt. If that's how you want to adapt and change your draft strategy, then do it. But, you know, that's an example. I'm not telling you to do zero RB. If you want to do that in my league, more than welcome. All right, let's go on to the next one. But it's important to be adaptable. And, right. And this is another reason. Again, we have to pat ourselves on the back. We did a really good job on this. So the next one is, make sure you have a good rapport with the people around you and the people in the league.
Yeah.
Right? If you want to make moves, we're talking about making deals. We're talking about waiver wires. We're talking about vetoing and trades, talking about trades. We're probably going to talk about, hey, you know, this person made a shady deal, whatever. But make sure that these are people that you're willing to have a civil discourse with, right? Like, something that you can actually talk it out, know how to be a person, right? Because sometimes we forget, and in the competition, we just see the name of the person's team name. We don't really like think about the person and what they're going through.
Yeah.
So just make sure you have a good rapport with the people in the league, because if there's ever a time that that person makes a move, you're going to, deep down, you're going to resent that person and maybe veto just on the strength of that without explanation. And that's just nasty. That's stupid. Most trades should go through.
Yeah.
Period. But that's another conversation, probably a whole episode in itself. go ahead, Ryan.
I love it. No, I have nothing really to add to that. That was perfect.
All right, man. So just be cool. Right? Like, I think the best way I can put it.
Get respect. That's it.
Yeah. And the next one is perfect. It's simple as hell. It's keep it fun. Right? Let's just keep it fun. Let's not forget that you're in it for fun, right? For the money, but it should be fun. If playing for money, if gambling, which is what you're doing, if in the end you're not having fun with it, win or lose, then you shouldn't be doing it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Just have fun. Have fun.
When you really think about it, we're really playing a game of a game.
Yeah.
So if you can't have fun within that, then this is getting too seriously. Okay. If this is like your career and stuff like that, I get it.
Yeah.
A little different. You have a lot more invested. Maybe you aren't playing for money. So it's just a little, I mean, something to do with your friends and cool. That's cool. Whatever level you are at, at the end of the day, you have to enjoy it somewhat, because winning is enjoyable. Losing isn't as enjoyable, but you're not going to win every single time. That's not realistic. Nobody's undefeated. You can't win everything. So you have to learn how to take those L's, learn from them, and just move on.
Yeah. Let it fuel you for next year.
Yeah.
And next year. Look at our league. Our lights out league is how old?
10 year for y'all, right?
10 years.
I was out how many years? 3 years?
2 years.
3 years. 2 years.
Yeah. But he's back and we're still going strong. And this is something that each and every one of us who do have different professions. But through this has been essentially my fraternity.
Yeah, 10 years is a long time, man.
Yeah, it's a long time. So just think about things like that. You're with your friends, man. You know, there's worse things that you could be thinking of. There's people that are dying, people that are starving, not to be too morbid, but remember, this is a game and you can play next week, right? Another one, it's an obvious one, and I don't know why it took us this long, Rye. So this one, I'm going to give ourselves a negative point on, because it took us a while to think of this one. And this is a very important one. And shout out to managers who's our commissioner from our other league, Lights Out, is know the rules. Make sure you know the rules. I don't know how else to say it to you, because if Orion is in your league, or I'm in your league, or any of the guys that I'm thinking of from our league, know the little nuances of the rules.
Yeah. Learn how to capitalize on everything. Don't be surprised. If you're, and this is what I always try to go into. Obviously, we've been in this league for a long time, so these rules are very standard to me.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go into, if you're in a new league, or you're joining one of your friends' leagues, or you're playing in a big league, whatever it is, understand that these rules, the different rules in these leagues, change the way you pick players, to draft players, the way you start players, whether it's a PPR, non-PPR, super flex leagues where there's two quarterbacks, like all these values changes, all these ADP change, right? Yes. So within that, I think before trying to study all these players and see who you want on your team, make sure you from front to back know what these rules are in your league so you can capitalize on them. And you're not asking these, and I don't want to say dumb questions because really there's no dumb question, but you don't want to be the guy on draft day like, oh, how many guys do we start or this and that? Like, that's just, again, going back to one of our other rules, you got to be prepared, man. So
yeah, it's like, how vested are you, right? Like,
do you really care?
Yeah, because if you want to be a great manager, then you're listening to this right now.
Yeah.
You might be on iTunes. You might be on Spotify. You might be on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe and follow us on Instagram as well.
Yeah.
But I think it's important for you to, if you're going to do everything that we just talked about, and you don't know the rules and something happens and you're asking, like, I think that more of like shame on you type thing, right? Like, you can never consider yourself a good manager if you're surprised by a rule that's been there since week one.
Yeah. For the most part, rules don't change. Yeah,
they're there from the beginning. So that kind of, you know, when you get a piece of mail, that's something important. Are you, you know, signing it without reading it? You know, it's essentially the same concept. So, read the rules before you pay and then have a grievance after when we've all agreed to start the season.
Yeah.
Right. And if another thing I want to add to that, if you have a problem with not talking about the rules before the season started, let's say nobody told you, you talked about the rules, right? And you're angry about the fact that you're stuck in a league where you don't like a rule. Right. So in the off season, request to have a meeting to have a vote. That'll tell you everything you need to know about your commissioner.
Yeah. Facts.
Right. All right. Let me see. I think we might have been done with the list.
That's it. Nice.
Yeah. Just know the rules, but the last one is the absolute first one.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and we tell you this with love.
Yeah, again, like, nobody's an expert here, but we do come from a place of experience. We wouldn't be saying these things if we didn't really believe them.
Yeah,
we put this stuff into work ourselves, and we really believe that. I think there's some people who hold information thinking, "Hey, I'm gonna get an edge," and that's cool. You can do that, but at the end of the day, I don't care what you know. That doesn't mean you're gonna have the cojones or whatever to make the moves that I would make or whatever. Everybody's different. Everybody's built different. Everybody thinks differently. You can have two teams that you can give two players the same teams, and I guarantee you by the end of the year, those teams will be completely different.
Yeah.
Because of how people go about handling these things. So just take everything with a grain of salt, man. If you do have any questions, make sure you reach out to us.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're listening in your car or on your phone or you're watching on YouTube, make sure you know that you can reach out to us, and we are looking to help you answer any questions. Again, coming from experience, throughout this whole season, we're looking to recap stuff and make our assumptions and stuff like that. So we look forward to it.
Yeah, we have some really fun episodes, topics to come at you with. We want to drop an episode before the draft. Our draft is the 29th. Shout out again to the Lights Out League. We're going to put them on the spot. We're going to probably – all the tea from the league, we're going to spill it on our, because we want to share our league. Some people talk about their leagues, and I feel like we want to talk about the scenarios more so than the people. The people are cool dudes. Like, they're good guys, but we have a lot of interesting scenarios that come up during the year. And this is why we've become weathered and why we feel like we can pass along a lot of sage advice for if you need any type of advice, or if you feel like you're just that one step away from being a really dope fantasy manager or on your way, at least.
Yeah.
Let's all learn from each other. Let's build a community.
Facts.
Yeah. So without further ado, thank you guys for joining us. We appreciate it, you bearing with us, because you know this is kind of wild for now. We're going to format it, but we appreciate you sticking with us. Again, this is this is also a podcast now, which is exciting for us. So we hope you're subscribed wherever you're listening. We hope you're dropping feedback, you're giving us thumbs up. If you gave us a thumbs down, shoot an email. Give us an email and let us know why. We're always willing to talk and have dialogue. If you want to drop some feedback or a question. So thank you for joining us.